This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Homes.com has got you covered with a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The UN's World Food Program says children are already dying of hunger in Gaza as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. The agency says official famine conditions may soon be certified in northern Gaza. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports other relief agencies are warning of the catastrophe.
Alex Duvall, the executive director of the World Peace Foundation, says all indications are clear that the situation in northern Gaza is growing more dire by the day.
People are dying already of hunger, and most of those who are dying are children. It's the clearest warning that has ever been made that we are entering famine.
The IPC, which analyzes global food insecurity, warned this week that famine in northern Gaza may be only days or weeks away and could spread into the rest of the enclave by July. Israel says it's increased the number of food trucks in the region this month, but aid groups say it's not enough. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
An independent review group finds the United Nations agency that provides aid to Palestinians does have mechanisms to protect its neutrality. That group is known as UNRWA. The inquiry comes after Israel alleged a dozen UNRWA members participated in Hamas's attack on Israel last October. Linda Fasulo has more.
According to a statement released by the UN, the independent review group will develop concrete and realistic recommendations on how to address the critical areas needing improvement at UNRWA to tackle neutrality concerns. The UN, however, hasn't offered details on what the critical areas may be. The final report is due on April 20th and will be made public.
Linda Fasulo reporting. President Biden has picked up an endorsement from another major labor union. NPR's Don Gunny reports it's the United Steelworkers.
It's an important but not unexpected endorsement for Biden by the Steelworkers Union, an organization with more than 800,000 members across the U.S. The announcement comes after the president said last week that he opposed the planned sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel to a Japanese-based steelmaker. The United Steelworkers join a list of more than two dozen unions that have already endorsed Biden, including the United Auto Workers, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The Steelworkers Union is headquartered in Pennsylvania, a state again expected to play a pivotal role in November. Don Gagne, NPR News.
The National Weather Service has posted winter weather advisories across several northern states this morning. There is a winter storm warning for much of Maine. Several inches of snow may fall. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A federal judge is expected to sentence two former Mississippi law enforcement officers today. They were convicted of the racial torture of two black men last year. Four former officers have already been sentenced. One former sheriff's deputy received a 40-year prison term yesterday. Others received 20-year or 17-year terms. Alabama has passed a new law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in public schools, colleges, and state agencies. Alabama's governor says she wants to stop bad actors from pushing a liberal political movement. Civil rights activists say Alabama lawmakers are targeting people of color. The former battleship and museum, New Jersey, is being moved today. It is being taken from its dock in Camden to the nearby Philadelphia Navy Yard to undergo significant maintenance. From member station WHYY, Matt Gillum prepared this report.
Since opening as a museum along the Camden waterfront in 2001, the battleship New Jersey hasn't moved. While decommissioned naval vessels typically get taken out of the water every 20 years to be fixed and inspected, New Jersey hasn't been dry docked for more than 30. The multi-million dollar project is expected to take about 2 months and includes work on the hull and a fresh coat of paint. Nicknamed Big J, the renowned Iowa-class battleship was launched a year after the attack on Pearl Harbor and had a career spanning from World War II to its final decommissioning in 1991. Officials with the ship say this refurbishment will be the last time veterans who fought in World War II will see the New Jersey move. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Philadelphia.
And I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.